Matthews. Teachers got together and, well, we have a few things for you.
Aw, thanks, guys. Graduation gift?
Confiscation gift. You get your stuff back, like we promised.
Hey, my giant underpants! He's always got a laugh.
And my personal favorite, the Feeny Puppet.
Oh, little George.
We'll leave you two alone.
Detention, Mr. Matthews. Detention, Mr. Matthews.
What are you doing with this ridiculous thing?
It's just a dummy.
I'm not talking to you.
You're gonna miss me, aren't you, Mr. Feeney?
Am I? Have you heard from any more colleges?
Oh, yeah, actually, today I got turned down from Penn State and BU. Looks like I'm gonna end up my first choice. That's North Southwestern San Diego State.
Ah, yes. All NSWSDS. You.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I'm on the waiting list. I should get my official acceptance any day. Mm-hmm. And it's goodbye, Philadelphia.
Any summer plans?
Yeah, I'm gonna travel. I spend 2 months in my car and see all 50 states.
How do you intend to drive to Hawaii?
I'm gonna drive till they start speaking Chinese, then hang a Yui. Topanga. So, here we are, me and you, last day of school, back together. Back together. Did I mention we're back together?
Refresh my memory.
Listen, I want you to know that I'm completely secure with our relationship, and that if you want to spend your summer away at camp, I am totally okay with it.
That is so mature.
Because I'm going with you.
Corey, it's an all-girls camp.
What time's swimming?
Corey, it's only one summer. We will have plenty more together.
I know, but look, this is the most important summer of our lives. I mean, it's the summer of our 15th year, and if we don't spend it together, we'll never get it back.
That's really sweet, but it'll only make our 16th summer all the more special.
Look, I'll pay you $1,000 to hang out with me.
Corey, it's only 2 months. The time is gonna fly, and before you know it, we will be back together.
Back together. Which in Spanish is back together, muchacha. Well, that was a brave front.
What's the matter, Mr. Matthews? You seem a little down. Perhaps some history homework would cheer you up?
Knock it off, Eric. You know I'm not a big fan of your Feeny puppet.
Come on, Cor. I mean, I thought everything was great now that you and Topanga are back together. Big kiss. Back together. Big kiss.
Hey. Stay out of my personal life.
Hey, come on, Corey. I mean, Topanga's leaving for the summer, and I'm sorry, but that's got nothing to do with me. I got 1 week left here. Let's make it great. Just like old times.
What old times? Okay, fine. Topanga's going to camp. Oh, and it's an all-girl camp. But, I mean, there's no threat there. There's more time for us, right? The boys of summer.
Corey, I'm going to spend the next 2 months traveling with my dad.
The boy of summer. All right, just me. Fine. You know, I thought you said you were staying home this summer.
Well, I am. I mean, that's the beauty of a mobile home. Wherever you go, you're home.
So you're leaving too?
Well, not for a couple days. Are you okay, Cor?
Yeah. Fine. I mean, I can do without my best friend and my girlfriend for a couple months, right? I mean, it's not like I can't make new friends. See? Mom, Dad, I've decided I'm spending my summer in Atlanta selling international flags at the Olympic Village.
No, you're not.
Well, then this summer blows.
Corey, the summer's barely started.
I know, Mom, and already I got no Topanga, I got no Sean, I got nothing.
Hey, your brother's here for another week.
Yeah, Cor. Why don't you come sit with us? Eric's telling us about his trip.
I'm not really interested in Eric's trip.
Oh, you're right, Cor. Why don't we put my entire cross-country trip on hold so you can tell us how great the park is? Wait, how is that monkey bar restoration coming?
It's a jungle gym, Eric. All right, you know what? Why don't you tell us how you're going to see the Grand Canyon in 4.5 minutes by donkey?
Guys, stop the sniping.
Yeah, it'll stop for good when I leave next week.
There's Eric, always leaving. Why should I be surprised, right? Hey, Cor, want to shoot some hoops? Oh, wait, here comes Janice. Or, hey, Cor, want to ride to school? Wait, my friends want rides. Sorry.
Oh, gee, Cor, I'd love to stay and take some more abuse, but oops, I got more packing to do.
Corey, I'll be your friend this summer.
Thanks, Morgan.
Oops, I forgot. I have day camp.
You see?
Cor, what are you really upset about?
What do you mean? I'm upset that Topanga's going to camp.
You think that's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, how could she do that?
Of course, she's 15 years old. She has a right to go to camp.
You know, you guys never sent me to camp.
Are you insane?
We tried to send you to camp when you were 8, but we had to come and take you home.
Every day you sent us letters telling us they were conducting medical experiments on you.
And they were.
This is going to be a great summer. Things are going to work out for the best. They always do.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Eric. I just want to tell you that I know this week hasn't been the easiest for any of us, but, oh, man, look at this mess.
Yep, a lot of years to pack away.
Yeah, but look at my bed.
Actually, I left it this morning.
I certainly don't think it was anywhere near as bad till you left your mess on it.
Fine, I will move my sock.
Thank you.
Cor, I know your summer's off to a rough start and everything, but look at the good. I'm going to be out of here in a week, and you're going to have the entire room to yourself.
I've always had this room to myself.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Eric. The way you treat me and you got to ask, you ignore me.
We do stuff together.
Yeah, only when you're stuck. I mean, you never actually did anything with me because you wanted to.
What am I supposed to say to that, Corey? I mean, you're 3 years younger than me. Yeah, I have my own friends.
Yeah? And where are your friends going to be next year? I mean, you guys will all be off at different colleges, but I'll still be your brother, Eric.
You're right, Corey. I'm a terrible brother. You know, but in a week, I'm going to be gone, and I'm going to be the best brother you've ever had.
Whoa. What are you doing with this?
Taking it to college.
Eric, this is my Mike Schmidt autographed baseball.
Cor, he signed it to both of us.
Oh, Eric, you know that. Just give it to me.
Cor, cut it out.
Eric,
seriously.
Stop being such a jerk.
Hey,
give it to me.
Cor, you know something? You're absolutely right. This is your ball.
Yes.
You want it?
Yes.
Yeah, here, catch. I can't believe you just did that, Eric.
Oh, Cor, really, please don't do that.
No, I don't think so, okay?
Hey, Eric, cut it out. Get off of him.
Stop it!
What is the matter with you two?
Hey, I tried to be the nice guy.
Oh, come on, guys. This is our last week all together, and it's your last week sharing this room.
Yeah, well, I don't have to share for another week. You know, I don't really need this anymore. I'm out of here tomorrow.
Not leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, I am.
No, maybe you didn't hear me. You're not leaving tomorrow. You haven't got your letter of acceptance to college yet.
I'm on the waiting list. The official acceptance comes like a day before classes, and I'm not giving this trip up.
Look, you are upset about your brother, and Eric, you are not thinking this through.
What is the difference? A week here, a week there.
Eric, maybe when you're a parent and your first child is about ready to leave home, you will understand that every day, every minute makes a difference.
Grace. You don't think I'm not freaked out about leaving? Like going to college, being on my own, doing my own laundry? I'm having nightmares. Oh, white's easy, dark's easy. What about my white shirt with black stripes? What then?
This is tough on all of us.
Look, that's why I think it's just going to be easier if I take off now.
You know, we have this goodbye dinner planned for you.
If you can move the dinner to tomorrow night, I'll stay an extra day. Please.
We'll think about it.
Thank you.
Another little bit of advice. You take that extra day and you try and figure out what is bothering your brother.
I've shared that room with him for 15 years. I have no idea what's bothering
him. Ah, well, maybe that's your answer.
We're so glad you stayed, Eric.
Yeah, so am I. This dinner party's really cool. That was a good idea having Corey's friends here, too.
Well, considering how he feels about Sean and Topanga leaving for the summer, we thought it'd be a good idea for him.
Take your arm off me, man. You're making me nervous.
Topanga, am I making you nervous?
If I may, I have something more to say.
Oh, no.
Shh. It's gonna be your principal one day.
Oh, no.
Eric, earlier this year, it was doubtful that you would graduate. But you responded to the pressure, applied yourself, and not only grew as a student, but as a person. And I, for one, couldn't be happier.
Thank you, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, also, I brought a little gift. I took the liberty to pull this and have it framed. Your high school diploma.
Oh, Mr. Feeney. Oh, thank you. And I know how much you hate to be touched, but you know, give me this one.
All right, Eric.
Hey, buddy. Don't you want to say something?
No, that's okay.
Come on, Corey. He's your brother. You should say something.
No, I don't have anything planned. You know, I really don't think I could have done this without everyone in this room believing in me. That's why this diploma, which signifies my intelligence, belongs as much to you as it does to I.
Me?
I included you.
Oh, dear.
Hang on, I do have a toast to make. Attention, everybody. To my brother Eric, who's moving out. And not just for 4 years, probably forever. And I don't even know him. And now I probably never will. 15 years in the same room, Eric. 15 years. Goodbye. I hope you have a nice life. I really do. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's the last bag. Car's all loaded.
Yeah, I guess this is it.
Oh, Eric, you sure you can't stay for breakfast? I could fix you an omelet, toast, pancakes, muffins, pizza.
Ma, you just want me to stay till the freezer's empty, don't you?
Does it show?
Just because I know you.
Well, don't forget to say goodbye to your brother.
I didn't see him this morning.
He slept on the couch. Yeah, he's pretty embarrassed about last night.
I tell him there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Hey, Corey, come on, get up. Your brother's leaving.
Well, he said he was going to go to the park to say goodbye to Topanga. Maybe he already left.
Tell him goodbye and, you know, give him a hug for me.
Eric, I mean, we'll hug him, but I don't think that's going to make Corey feel any better.
I'm just going off to college. I mean, I'm still his brother.
Eric, now it's, you know, just going off to college. Then it's going to be, oh, just getting married, just having kids. But you know that you will never be the same brothers you were upstairs, sharing that room.
I'm the older brother. I mean, it's not my fault I'm the older brother.
Yes, but it's not Corey's fault that he's the younger brother, who never understood why your buddies and your girlfriends always seem to be more important to you than him.
He's 3 years younger than me. I mean, he's got his own girlfriend. He's got his own buddies. I bet he understands me better now.
Well, sounds like you have a lot more in common now.
Yeah, I guess we do.
And 3 years isn't that big a difference anymore.
No, I mean, I never really looked at it like that. I guess Corey and I could be friends now.
Yeah, his girlfriend's leaving him for the summer, and his best friend's leaving him for the summer, and now his brother, who he's never really had a chance to get to know as a friend, is leaving. Forever.
But now, why aren't you guys upset?
Well, we got to know you. It's okay. You can leave.
My father and I know you're a good guy. And you have a good heart. And you've always made us proud.
So I guess this is goodbye.
You know, I'm We're not very good at this. A few bucks. Emergencies, whatever.
What about the gold card? Or...
No.
Oh, good. You didn't leave yet. I wanted to give you something.
Oh, Fluffers. Your favorite bear. You giving them to me for luck, Morgan?
No, I'm 8 years old. What do I need a stinking bear for?
You gonna miss me, Morgan?
I already do.
So, I guess there's nothing left to say, but goodbye. I love you all very much.
We love you too.
We love you too. All right. Go on, get out of here. You wanna beat the rush hour?
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't know if I want to go.
Yeah, but yesterday you could hardly wait to go.
I know. I mean, usually I'm really looking forward to camp. I mean, this time I feel like I'm too old for that. I'd rather spend the summer with you. That scares me.
Look, if that's the way you feel, I want you to have a good time at camp, okay? I mean, I'm completely secure. You swear on your life it's an all-girls camp.
Corey, I want you to have a great time this summer.
Oh, don't you worry about me. I mean, I'll be plenty busy doing the things I truly love to do.
Oh, Corey. I can't leave you like this, man.
Sean, what are you doing here?
Me and my dad are hitting the road, so I figured I'd say goodbye.
It's my bus.
And that's my house.
You should get going. I'll miss you.
Me too. So, buddy, I'll see you in a couple months, okay?
Yeah. Take care of yourself, Sean.
Yeah, you too.
It's just the summer, right? You know, it'll go by quick. Bye. Corey Matthews dribbles at the top of the key. He looks for the open man. It's... Corey Matthews, he passes to Matthews. Matthews sees Matthews set up for the three. He feeds Matthews. Matthews shoots.
Looks like your team could use some help.
Eric.
Hey, Cor.
I thought you'd be halfway to Jersey by now.
Yeah, I was. Then I realized here I am going off to college and didn't even get a proper goodbye from my brother.
So that's why you came back to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Listen, Eric, I'm glad you're here, too, because, you know, I never got to tell you I'm sorry for the way I've been acting.
Come on, I mean, it's no biggie. We're brothers. Brothers fight.
Yeah, but see, I don't like it when we fight, you know? And I also don't like it when I do things like this.
It's my letter from North Southwestern.
I know. I took it from the mailbox yesterday. I guess I just wasn't ready to let you go. Eric, I feel like I'm just getting to know you, you know? I mean, I've always liked you as a brother, you know? But I'm just starting to like you as a friend.
I didn't get in.
What?
They rejected me.
Maybe it was a mistake.
It was my mistake. It's my mistake thinking I could slack off for 3.5 years, work hard for 2 months, and get in. Ah, man, I really wanted to go to college.
Hey, Eric, you will. You know, you take a couple courses over the summer, reapply, and you know what? I bet you get into an even better school.
You think so?
Hey, you're my brother.
You know something, Cor? Maybe you're right. I mean, maybe I'll even find a school a little closer to home.
Well, I know where there's an open bed.
Thanks, Cor.
Yeah. Think about it while you're gone.
Where am I going?
Across the country.
Oh, nah. That trip was to celebrate. There's nothing to celebrate.
Oh, Eric, are you kidding me? Come on, a trip like that, that's something you never forget.
You know something, Corey, you're right. Maybe there is something to celebrate. I'm gonna take that trip. First thing in the morning.
Why wait?
I gotta wait for you to go home and pack.
Me?
2 months on the road? Can't think anybody else I'd rather share the car with.
It's gonna be a summer we'll never forget.
Things always seem to work out for the best.
I've always believed that.
And on day two, we see Virginia and Washington, D.C.
Now, don't forget to give yourselves at least a day in Boston.
Oh, the Cheers Bar. Maybe they'll know my name.
I was thinking more along the lines of Bunker Hill, Old North Church.
We have to remember, we're on a strict budget.
That's true, but we could always sleep in President Lincoln's lap.
Yeah.
Alan?
Oh, well, see Washington.
You guys are good together.
Okay, that's all we need. The roads are calling.
Great, see ya.
Have a good trip.
See ya.
Thanks, Daddy.
Bye, Mommy.
Hey, now. Remember, part of the deal of this trip is that you check out some colleges along the way.
It's the whole reason we're going. Tulane, Ball State, Memphis State, State.
Eric, what makes you think I would want to spend my summer, this summer of my 15th year, seeing a bunch of colleges?
Because we're seeing them on our way to here.
Myrtle Beach, South Beach, Fort Lauderdale, South Padre Island, Malibu?
Smithsonian.
Yeah, right!